We welcome back Canon Adrian Alker, who now shares with us his reflections on today's biblical readings. For those of us of a certain age, when attendance at Sunday school and familiarity with Bible stories was part of our growing up, today's story from the Old Testament book of Samuel comes with many resonances. The call of God to the boy Samuel in the temple, then Samuel thinking it was his master Eli calling him, has all the hallmarks of a dream theophany, of God speaking to the sleeper via a dream. Three times the boy is woken up. Three times he goes to ask Eli what he wants, and finally, Samuel understands that it is the voice of God, with some rather unwelcome news for Eli and his household. A very familiar tale. The call to discipleship in the New Testament is rather more down to earth. It takes the form of Jesus calling his disciples by the shores of Lake Galilee, although in today's Gospel reading from John, it is the newly called Philip who finds Nathanael and invites him to meet Jesus. Common to these readings is a sense of being called by God to a task, to a way of life, to a process of transformation and renewal, which the Collect for the Week hints at. The term vocation, calling, is often used to describe those who are preparing for ministry in the church. But the term vocation is now rightly applied to many professions, be it medicine, the law, teaching, etc. However, it does seem to me that all people can have a sense of a calling, not only those fortunate enough to have a good education and a background which enables them to succeed in their chosen career. If we are all children of God, then we should surely have the potential to be all that God wants us to be, full of His grace, His truth, and His love. Many years ago, back in the 1970s, I began work as a careers advisor, helping young school leavers to try to achieve their dreams, at a time when there were many opportunities for young people to go to university or into an apprenticeship, to seek out a craft trade or enter one of the armed services. Sadly, since then, opportunities for youth employment have narrowed, and in some areas of work have almost disappeared. Nevertheless, it is so important to maintain that sense of vocation, and to enable each person to develop his or her particular gifts and skills, in order to pursue a worthwhile career. Samuel's call was part of how the people of Israel were to transition between a people ruled by prophets to a land under kingship. The call of Jesus was an invitation to bring in the kingdom of God on earth, and all that meant in social, economic, and political, as well as religious terms. But not all calls are welcome or religious. In recent months, my wife and I have been looking after a very old relative, who in the middle of the night, wakes us up for reasons less prosaic than hearing a voice. And that, in turn, reminds me of all those carers, nurses and doctors who work through the night, attending to the calls of their patients. In this awful pandemic, we rightly applaud all those whose vocations have brought them into the caring professions, but we are also aware of our dependence on a multitude of other workers, supermarket staff, refuse collectors, newsagents and postal workers, pharmacists, and a host of other people who contribute to the common good. In this season of Epiphany, when we remember the Magi offering their gifts to the Christ child, and when we recall Jesus' own baptism, and his sense of being called by God to a special mission, we are led to recall all those instances when the light of Christ has shone into the dark places of our world, bringing the love of God, bringing a sense of hope, even of joy. People of all faiths and none can feel a sense of calling to do good to others. Think of all those volunteers who tirelessly distribute food parcels to needy families, or those who have volunteered to knock on the door of some person who is alone and shielding and in need of distanced conversation. Many who volunteer, be it in working in youth clubs, in sporting clubs, in helping asylum seekers, so often such people fund their sense of vocation in these ways. Together we are all called into that great hope of seeing the kingdom of God here on earth. We glimpse it in the selfless work of those who care for others, who attend to their needs in the middle of the night. This pandemic has called us to see how our world is interconnected. It has brought forth so many heroic acts of saving love. Perhaps it is teaching us to value what really matters in life, and encouraging in us a determination to change society for the better. We pray that the light of God's glory might shine in and through us, in whatever ways we are called to do the divine will. And now we return to Wakefield Cathedral for today's anthem by C.S. Lang, Tre Magi Dei Gentibus, Eastern Monarchs, Sages 3.